This year, I want you to make Christ-honoring financial choices. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We're all inundated with financial advice. Blogs, podcasts, websites, market updates, newsletters, advisors, and authors promise the latest and greatest ways to make and manage money. I know because I stay informed with advice the world offers and then filter that through a biblical lens. Most of what I read can be condensed to a formula. Do this or do that, increase your earnings, and get more money. It's stated, packaged, and disguised in thousands of ways, but the common denominator is usually the same. The Bible tells us primarily what we're to believe about money. Now, that difference is profound. Let me give you an example. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, "Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds." Changing our beliefs to what God says about money will then transform our behavior. A simple application of this truth for the new year is to ask yourself the following. Is the financial choice I'm making honoring to Christ and His kingdom? The only way to confidently know this is by knowing God's Word. For instance, the Bible instructs us in 1 Timothy 6:17, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment." God's Word is a radically different message than striving to become the millionaire next door. Read it and put it into practice. And if your choices have led to credit card debt, Christian credit counselors are experts. They can create a debt management plan that will work for you. For more information, visit crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.